It can't be her party, surely. She can't have. Not without him knowing. She's not wearing a ring, he'd have seen. He leans forward, trying to get a better look. One of the girls is ringing the doorbell to the flat, leaning on the entry phone until the window upstairs shoots up. Did you really have to make quite so much noise? She's trying to sound disapproving, but there's laughter in her voice. She leans out and a twist of long dark hair slips over her shoulder. It's still wet from the shower. His throat tightens. One of the girls looks up and lifts her arms, triumphant. She has a plastic coronet in one hand and the pink sash in the other.
Hey, look what we got!
The girl in the window shakes her head.
You promised, Chloe, absolutely no tat and no tiaras.
The two below burst out laughing.
This extremely tasteful piece of decorative headwear happens to be mine, not yours,
says the second girl, her words slurring slightly.
We got this little number for you.
She digs into her handbag and holds something up. And as it catches the light of the street lamp, he can see it clearly. A bright pink hair slide with the word taken spelt out in diamante. The girl in the window shakes her head again. What did I do to deserve you two, hey? She ducks back inside and a moment later there's the sound of the entry phone buzzing and the two girls stumble over the step into the house, still giggling. The man opens the glove box. That bitch is lucky he isn't going to do her right here and now. That'll put paid to their trashy little tart fest. But he won't. He wants the exhilaration of waiting. Still wants it, even now. The exquisite anticipation. The detail by detail, how she'll smell, how she'll taste, the feel of her hair.